Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions again today. Please do always email me your questions so I can answer them in an upcoming episode. And I'll add them to my style question lucky dip. Let's see what we have in here today. This one's a big one. I had to fold it in half. Okay. Catherine has asked, what do you think of creating a neutral from a blush colour? I saw where someone's go-to neutrals were altered when she went from dark to white hair. The white became her dominant neutral, although black was still there. Her eyebrows were still black. She also got a new neutral based on her blush tone, kind of a wine colour. I was wondering if a neutral from a blush tone could work well for everyone or just certain colouring. So this is an interesting question. When I think of neutrals, there's two sorts of neutrals. We've got our neutrals, like our black, our achromatic neutrals, black, white, grey. We have our coloured neutrals, so the colours that we would think of as the very dark, so it's a shade, a deeply shaded version of a colour. So we can have a very dark, you know, a dark blue, which is a navy, which is a very traditional neutral. We might have a very dark green or a dark khaki, sort of olive. Or we can also have like the brown tones in the family, because really brown, we don't talk about brown being on the colour wheel, it's not in the rainbow. But we do see all the browns because they're very much a mix of other colours, but very often actually browns are dark. If you look at them, they're kind of like dark oranges and reds as well. But we do have the light version, so the light beiges and all those sorts of things as well. And then we've got our very greyed out versions of colours. So these would be, you know, our, you know, kind of greyed out greens and our greyed out blues. Our denims can be quite neutral in that way. So, you know, wine colours, I would never really call a wine colour so much as a neutral. It'd have to have a lot of black in it to make it neutral enough, because when we think about neutrals, they have receding properties on the whole. So they're the background, they're the foil for the other colours we're wearing. Now, when we think about reds, reds have advancing qualities. Reds are warm, overtone, and warm overtone colours, so red, orange, yellow, have advancing properties. And so what happens is, I mean, even when you put a lot of black into red to make it darker, it still has some advancing qualities. So it would have to be a very dark red, which I would probably not think would be a blush tone. I wouldn't call a really, really dark, you know, wine colour so much of a neutral. It can be used a bit as a neutral, and I think of oxblood would be the closest kind of neutral, but it's still a more obvious colour. So it's a bit like a navy in a way. It's an obvious, navy is an obvious blue, and some olivey greens and khakis are olivey, you know, quite obvious greens. You could use it as a neutral if you wanted to. And there's no reason. I do actually find that if you're wearing glasses, that often a kind of burgundy red tone, that maybe more, I would call it more of a lip tone than a blush colour, can actually be quite good for, if it's not a bright red, so something a bit softer, could be good for glasses, because you're always wearing your lips on your face. So particularly if you wear that sort of colour lipstick as well, it blends in with something on your face that's already there as well all the time. So I would say it would really depend on your colouring, what kind of colouring you have. So, you know, this is where generally a lot of our kind of main neutrals may come from hair colour, because that's a dominant neutral many of us have in our appearance all the time. And it would depend on the version of it. So, you know, and if she has gone white, I would think that a very dark, you know, wine colour would start to look quite dark on her and maybe not a best neutral. But, you know, sometimes people too with brown eyes often have quite red brown eyes. I've seen some people where the reds actually bring out their eyes because they have those red tones in the browns in their eyes. So, I mean, there's no real answer to here. I generally think of reds and burgundies as less neutral than other coloured neutrals. They are more obvious. And they're probably not quite as easy to mix with as many other colours as well. And the whole joy of neutrals is that you can put a lot of different things with them without having to spend a lot of time wondering, does this colour go with that colour? But it's certainly possible if you wanted to add, you know, a thing is anything that's a skin enhancer. So maybe this wine blush colour was a great skin enhancer. Not really a neutral, but you could use it as a great basis for many outfits. And you know, the wine colour is going to go great with navy, it's going to go great with white. It'll probably work very well with greys and other colours that work for her as well. So, you know, I wouldn't really call the wine so neutral, but you know, if you want to have a play with it, go ahead. You know, there's no complete answer, no complete rights or wrongs here. It's really up to you and what you want to do. So yeah, there you go. Hopefully that helps. Okay, lovely to see you here watching. Please do email me questions. So Cynthia has said, my optimal outfit combinations are monochromatic or neutral plus 1 to 2 colours. So she's not telling us, I'm assuming 1 to 2 colours is analogous rather than complementary colours, because otherwise she wouldn't be monochromatic. So do coloured neutrals count as a colour in a neutral plus 1 colour scheme? They can when the other colour is more different. So if I have a colour neutral such as navy and then I put it with a sage green, there is a little bit of colour there. If I put it with a red, there is a more obvious colour contrast there, the difference between the navy and the red. If I use brown, for example, as a neutral, if I put brown with, say, oranges, it doesn't feel anywhere near as coloured as if I put that brown with a turquoise blue, because brown has some kind of like orange tones in it, and blue, of course, is opposite and complementary on the colour scheme, the colour wheel. So I think with when you're thinking about using coloured neutrals, if you don't want to, like, really, we don't notice coloured neutrals terribly anyway, so don't get too caught up in, can I have, you know, can I wear navy and green and camel at the same time? You know, they're never as obvious when they're neutral versions than when we are wearing them, you know, wearing brighter versions of colours. But always think about what is the colour relationship. So remembering that complementary colours, so colours that are opposite on the colour wheel, make each other look brighter. Colours that are next to each other, so analogous, make each other look a bit softer. And of course, monochromatic, so you can still use a colour. So you could have your colour neutral in a monochromatic scheme where I've got a dark blue with it, like a navy blue with a light blue, or I can have a, you know, dark burgundy with a lighter pink. All those things, they're monochromatic. We can create that that colour relationship just using the colour wheel. This is why colour wheel is such a handy tool to have, to see what the colour relationships are, how different colours go together, and putting different things together. And really the whole thing is it's experimenting and having fun and playing and being and like and seeing what works for you. Remember, everything is just a guideline. It's a, you know, this may look better than that thing, but of course you've got to love it as well. And you've got to feel comfortable in it. So I wouldn't worry too much about worrying if your neutral is a colour neutral or not a colour neutral, but it could stand in for a colour if you're wanting a couple of colours. Having a coloured neutral means that you don't have to add as many other colours to your outfit in the way that if you've just got a neutral neutral, like an achromatic neutral, like black, white or grey. Let's have a look at our last question for today. Oh, I didn't print this one out in quite as large a font. I'm not wearing my glasses. Bridget said, do you have any insight on how if someone is neither colour dominant, so a very neutral person, nor value contrast dominant, so a medium contrast person, what they would focus on and what they would note or keep in mind. So if you aren't, if you have equal value contrast dominance and colour contrast dominance, so if you have no colour, so if you're just monochromatic, then you want to think, I don't want to add lots of colours together. That's what's the really important thing. If you're medium value contrast, it just means I want to have just light and medium or medium and dark, or medium light and medium dark versions of similar sorts of colours or neutrals, rather than going around the colour wheel doing complementary colours and triads and all those things like that. So really the thing is just to take both of those things into account, not to dismiss one for the other. So if someone has a contrast dominance, if it's a colour contrast dominance, it means that they really have to wear multiple colours at the same time. They are never going to look great just in a monochromatic or neutral outfit. They'll just look a bit bland and boring. Even if that outfit is in color, it won't work as well as if they have multiple colors in that outfit. So if someone's value contrast on it, it usually means they have a very high value contrast, so light and dark elements to their coloring, or very low, where they have no difference, but they also don't have color contrast, so they're low on the color contrast. So it's really important for them not to, you know, like to either underwhelm themselves with a very low value contrast or overwhelm themselves with a high value contrast. So thinking about getting that value contrast, that if they don't, you know, like say they're neutral plus two colors analogous, but they're a high value contrast, they don't have to have the two colors as long as they have that high value contrast. That's what matters most. It's what we see most. It's what we really care about most. Versus if they were only a medium value contrast, then we might want to make sure we've got a couple of colors there. It's going to make more of a difference, but we don't want to necessarily go for a high value contrast. So it's always think when we haven't got a value contrast dominance, it's actually going, I need to take both of those things into consideration, rather than just one of them. So really, if we're color contrast dominant, we need to wear colors. We can't get away with wearing that neutral outfit in the way that someone who has a lower, medium or lower value color contrast, can get away with wearing less colors than they might ideally want to. And someone who is a high value contrast can't get away with a low value contrast outfit in the way that someone who is medium value contrast might be able to. So hopefully that's, you know, kind of, you think about it, it's when we have a dominance, we really have to do that thing. The other thing doesn't matter as much. We're not going to notice if it's not there. Versus if we're balanced between the two things, if we have, you know, like, you know, the neither of those contrasts is obvious, we want to make sure we take both of those into consideration and don't go extreme on either of the other sorts of contrast in our outfits either. So there you go. Hopefully that's helped. Please do, of course, find out more. And if you're really fascinated and you want to learn much more about color, this is where, you know, if you're interested in becoming a personal color analyst, you know, doing personal color analysis, I have an online training program for that as well, which really goes into the deep, into the theory of color and really understanding color. And so you can find that on my www.aopi.com.au website, which is my Academy of Professional Image, my training website. So if you want to learn how to become a personal stylist, understand how to put clothes together, it's all there for you. There's lots of online training courses, plus lots of webinars and things to watch, masses and masses of resources. If you're fascinated by color and style like I am, I've been creating over years and years masses of resources for my students to access, because you can never stop learning. It's an amazing thing to do, and you can learn so much. And you know, never stop learning, because every person is unique. So every set of rules or guidelines needs to be tweaked for each individual. And I think that's the important thing to remember, is that everything has to be tweaked for each person. There is no one thing that works for everyone. So there we go. Hope you've learnt something new today, and thank you for being here with me. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.